Support for the All Sides with Ann Fisher podcast comes from Wolf's Ridge Brewing, a family-owned craft brewery and restaurant in downtown Columbus, featuring seasonal beers and gift sets for any occasion. Consider giving the gift of craft. More at wolfsridgebrewing.com.
Welcome to All Sides Weekend Chefs in the City. I'm Ann Fisher. It's time for white linen tablecloths, candlelight, and romantic dinners out or in. The number one question is where, and if it's out, reserve early because Valentine's Day is on a Friday this year. Super crazy. One local establishment you don't associate with fancy dining, White Castle, yes, that White Castle, will convert to a sit-down restaurant that night. Joining me right now, my co-host, WSU food and restaurant blogger Steve Stover. Welcome back.
Good morning, Ann.
And WSU food and restaurant blogger Rich Teropak Sr. Welcome back.
Good morning, Ann.
Lisa Ingram is president and CEO of White Castle. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ann. I'm honored to be on it.
I didn't know about this until recently that you do this, and now I realize you've been doing it for years, this sit-down dinner thing.
With service.
Yes, it's our 29th year of hosting guests at our White Castle.
And it's super popular.
It's really popular. Last year, we had over 30,000 guests join us on Valentine's Day.
Wow.
And this year, we're up and we're expecting about 32,000 guests to join us at a White Castle for Valentine's
By
Day.
The way,
so it's a big hit.
It's not just a thing in Columbus. The article I read was in Food and Wine magazine.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a great place to come. It's something different, and we're really honored to be able to serve guests on Valentine's Day on the Day of Love. We've had lots of customers who may have had their first date at White Castle or met at White Castle, and so it's a wonderful way for us to celebrate those customers.
I've heard of people getting engaged at White Castle, actually.
Yes, we even have weddings. We've had weddings at White Castle this year. We have two weddings shortly after Valentine's Day, one in Cincinnati and one in Louisville. So we are very excited to host those weddings.
Lisa, our son Dan took his now wife to White Castle in Nashville twice.
Wonderful.
Valentine's Day in a row, and she married him anyway.
I was going to say that this isn't a Columbus thing. This is nationwide. I'm wondering, what was the, obviously Valentine's Day is the inspiration, but who decided to think outside the box?
Well, this actually started back in 1991 when we had a few team members in Minneapolis, a general manager, knew that she had a special couple who wanted to celebrate Valentine's Day. So she put a white tablecloth down, put a little reserve sign on it, and served them when they came in. And that grew to other tables in her castle and then other castles in Minneapolis and then eventually across our 370 locations.
What a career. And you have to make reservations.
You do. You can make reservations on OpenTable. And so that's a fun way for everybody to make sure that they get to reserve their spot for Valentine's Day.
At least I haven't been, but I understand it's white tablecloth service. And is that true?
Yes. Wow. Yes. So we have white tablecloths. We usually have some table decorations. We have menus. So you sit down and our team members come over and take your order and then bring your food. It's a great experience for all. Our team members love doing
full
it.
Full service. That's
and
great.
And we have a pack. Yeah, we have a packed house.
You're listening to All Sides Weekend Chefs in the City. Our guest today is Lisa Ingram. She's president and CEO of White Castle. And we're talking about White Castle's now 29-year tradition of serving, sit-down dinner at White Castle's for Valentine's Day. If you have a question or comment, give us a call, 614-292-8513. If you've ever been to one of them and you want to tell us about it, give us a call. You can email us, too, at allsides@wosu.org. There's a menu. What's the cost? Does the menu change for this event?
No, the menu is the same. Okay. You can get all of our products. We just print them on menus so that you don't have to come up to the counter. We can serve you. We can take your order right at your table.
That's great.
And the really fun thing that we're doing this year is to make sure that we include those customers who may not be near a castle. We're having a pop-up in San Antonio with our partner at HEB who serves our retail products. And so we're really excited about this. This is the first time that we're going to do this. And we had reservations for the 14th and 15th, and they all sold out in 24 hours. So we had to open up another day, and those sold out very quickly as well. So we're going to have 3 days at a pop-up in San Antonio at an HEB for Valentine's Day as you well, know, which will be really, really exciting.
We talk about, and we talked about, I think, at the beginning of the year, what the new trends are. And we have been talking about for a long time how things are going a little more casual. People want to relax. It doesn't have to be some kind of uptight sort of situation, and this kind of seals the deal on that.
Have you ever been on Valentine's Day, Lisa?
Have I ever been?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So my husband Greg and I take our kids every year. This year I'm actually going to be in San Antonio, but I have pictures of all the years where we have taken our children.
Oh, so
it's a great family event. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, and the good news is, you know, you hear about fixed price menus, et cetera, that are going to cost hundreds of dollars. People can go in feeling like they'll come out with a little change in their pocket.
And bring kids
into. Yeah.
And a funny thing I read in the Food and Wine article was that it's a real inviting place for singletons, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, depending on whichever castle you want to go, I mean, it's very lively in our castles. And so it's a great place to go with your friends or your families, or if you want to just come and hang out. It's a wonderful time. We have a great experience.
Now, locally for our audience, is it still possible to get a reservation?
I think that we probably still have a few reservations, but you'll need to go look on OpenTable to see what's available.
Okay. Good.
Let's see, John. And oops, I guess I'm not going to get that. And is the drive-through still open?
Yes. So at our locations, the drive-throughs are still open. So if you weren't able to make a reservation, you can still get White Castle product through the drive-through or through our delivery service that we offer as well.
Do you bring in more people for these events? Crew.
Yes, we absolutely have more team members because we have more people coming in. So yeah, it's a great day.
Let's see, John in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I think for the community, White Castles does really good, and they always have that. I didn't know that she was talking about the Valentine's special. I went to it a few years ago. It was really great. They're really good with couples. And
thank
they got
you.
Delicious little White Castles. I love the onions and stuff on it.
Okay. Well,
thanks,
big
John.
Fan. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the new headquarters.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The beautiful new headquarters.
Yeah, the beautiful new headquarters. It sounds like you've really had a lot of fun with this.
Yes. Well, I mean, we're a fun brand. Even though we are 99 years old, we like to think of ourselves as still a fun, vibrant brand, and our new headquarters certainly hopefully represent that. We've been very excited to move into the new space and to continue to celebrate that with the community as the rest of the development moves along.
There's a throne.
There is a throne, yes. You can't have a castle without a throne. And we also have a slide, because we are the sliders. And so there is a slide
wonderful.
That goes
That's
from
wonderful.
The second floor down to the first floor, which is a lot of fun to do. If you're ever having a bad day, you want to go down the slide and you'll smile like a five-year-old kid. It's really fun.
Now, did I hear you have an event space as well?
We do. We have an event space next to our building that's called the Fives. It's got a beautiful view of downtown. It's a gorgeous space. You can go online and you can reserve that space for weddings or company functions or parties, whatever you want.
Will you cater the weddings?
Great space. Since that's a benefit of being located next to White Castle, we can certainly arrange to have White Castle for any of the events.
Great.
But Together in Company is the official caterer of the Five.
Okay.
Together in Company.
Yep.
Okay.
Is it Angela Petro?
Yes, that's okay. Angela Petro's company.
New name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
Lisa Ingram, what do you think is the we just had John call in, loves the food. What do you think is the magic about White Castle?
Well, I like to say there's really two things. One is our very unique product. So we've had the same product that my great-grandfather served when we opened the business in 1921, you know, a fresh grilled burger on a bed of onions with the steamy soft buns is the first thing. And then the second thing is our team members. We have tremendous loyalty from our team members. And so many of our team members get to know our customers. They know their name. They know what order they always get. They know all about their family. And we really are proud of both our very unique products and our tremendous team members. We have incredible loyalty from our team members that's industry setting. So just to give you an example, 1 in 4 of our team members have been with us for 10 years or more.
Wow,
our general manager turnover is 2%.
Wow.
And out of our 450 restaurant leadership positions, 442 of them started behind the counter and worked their way up. So we're really proud of our loyalty and our team members. They really continue to make great, memorable moments for our customers. And I think that's part of it, because when people think about White Castle, usually they have a fun story to tell about White Castle. And we're just really honored to have that place in people's memories.
I was just listening to a report, I think it was on Marketplace, about Taco Bell. And they're making a commitment to increase the wages and the benefits for managers to keep them there. And I have to imagine that particularly in this this competitive employee environment, you're offering also fair wages and benefits.
Yes. I mean, certainly we have, we're always looking at the way that we pay our team members. But when team members, when you ask team members why they stay at White Castle, they really talk about that they feel like they're part of the family. And they're not talking about necessarily the family that owns the business, but they're talking about the family that's created in each castle by the general managers, that they feel valued, they feel like they have the opportunity to grow. I mentioned the 442 of them moved up. They have an opportunity to feel like they are part of something bigger than themselves. And we want to be able to continue to provide more opportunity for more people. And we feel like we've done that over the last 99 years, and hopefully we'll continue to do that over the next 100.
How many locations nationally?
So we have about 370 locations.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Lisa.
I know
Thank
where I'm
so
going
much.
For lunch.
Yeah, that's right.
I know, you're making me hungry.
Wonderful.
So he's a sign of a good...
Extra pickles
by
on
the
side,
bag.
Please.
Yeah,
Lisa
right.
Ingram, President and CEO of White Castle, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Ann.
We are going to continue our conversation. We're going to talk about where to go to eat, what to eat if you're staying home. Maybe if you have any ideas, any questions, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. You're listening to All Sides Weekend Chefs in the City with Ann Fisher, Rich Terapak, and Steve Stover.
Oh, my.
Support for the All Sides with Ann Fisher podcast comes from Wolf's Ridge Brewing, a family-owned craft brewery and restaurant in downtown Columbus, featuring seasonal beers and gift sets for any occasion. Consider giving the gift of craft. More at wolfsridgebrewing.com.
Welcome back to All Sides Weekend Chefs in the City. I'm your host, Ann Fisher, along with my co-hosts and WOSU restaurant and food bloggers, Rich Terapak Sr. and Steve Stover. Don't forget to check out their blogs at wosu.org/chefs, C-H-E-F-S, if you want to catch up on their prolific reports. We're talking about Valentine's Day today, or romantic dining in general. We've all agreed that we're not necessarily people who rush to go out on Valentine's night. That usually requires planning and forethought, and I'm not real good at that. But but everybody likes a beautiful dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes the white tablecloth action once in a while. And by the way, you can get it at White Castle. We were just talking with the CEO and president of White Castle. They do it every year, but you have to get your reservations in.
Wherever you're going, it is. It's always jammed.
It's Friday night this year,
right?
So
yeah, it's
double.
Be even more, yeah, even
reserve now.
Topped.
Reserve now, and if you're lucky, you might find a reservation now. Because even on a regular Friday night, sometimes it's hard to get into a lot of places around town that, you know, if you want to do fancy.
Oh, it absolutely is. It's almost impossible.
It's one of the biggest nights of the year, along with New Year's Eve, in terms of sheer volume.
Right. Now, we had an interesting meal a couple weeks ago at Degrees.
At Degrees, at Mitchell Hall.
At Mitchell Hall on the Columbus State campus.
Beautiful new facility.
Beautiful. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Because
it's new.
Yeah.
And it's good.
Oh, it's very good. And it's sort of high end. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, a campus cafeteria at all.
No, the backstory is it's part of Mitchell Hall, which is the multi-million dollar hospitality training facility that was in
officially $33 million.
Yeah. And
who's counting?
It includes, according to Josh Wickham, who does the culinary part, there are like 1,000 burners on the place. And on the first floor, they have a bakery, cafe, and a full-service restaurant that is staffed by, they want to make it clear that there are grown-ups in the room, that there's a professional chef, the wait staff, in many cases, is students,
yep,
which I think is really cool. As I said to Cameron, I think this will change the face of the hospitality industry in Columbus, because it'll kick up the culinary part and the hospitality part, because we will have people who are trained at a facility like this. But back to the restaurant.
Back to the restaurant.
Well, just to underscore what you said about, though, there are pros there training people.
Right.
I just got an email the other day from Sarah Black. Mm-hmm. Of One Dough, Ten Breads,
right.
Fame, the
yep.
book,
oh, yeah. yep.
from out of New York. Mm-hmm. We've had her on the show before.
Yep.
Fabulous. And she's running the bakery.
It's terrific.
Oh, I didn't
there.
Know that.
I
yeah.
didn't know that either.
Yeah.
So
we were just
I'm
there.
Really excited yeah. to check it out.
It's open 11 to 2, I believe.
We're going to get a tour of the whole place, yeah. and I'm going to go and check out Sarah's operation there. You know, she's moved around a few times because I'm sure she's in high demand, and yeah. what a get, you know, in both directions. So.
The restaurants and the bakery on the west side of the building on the first floor.
Mm-hmm. And very important, there's visitor parking just to the south of it.
Yeah.
So that's
and,
really
and to the west across the street. So you can get in there, and we were saying it's sort of an upscale mm-hmm. location, a great menu, creative,
lovely ambiance, clean,
yep.
Fresh.
Yeah. And the same menu for lunch and dinner. So mm-hmm. the lunch prices, which are pretty reasonable, are even more reasonable
it's
at dinner
It's a bargain
time.
By any standard.
Yeah. A full bar.
Full bar. So
it's and a lively
good.
Bar,
yeah,
which
yeah.
we're going to populate one of these days for
yeah,
happy hour.
Yeah.
We should do that. Well, they have a mixology program there as well, so the program's been well designed, and it nursed the benefit of Cameron's establishments too. He's got a lot of places to fill up.
Right. It was so that's a nice place to have Valentine's
yeah.
dinner
yeah.
at. It's yeah. very pretty.
And if you're having trouble finding a spot, it would be one of the ones that's little known because it's only been open
yeah.
a few weeks. Give,
no,
it, give it a try. You
not can... white tablecloth, but it's very, very pleasant space. As nice, I think, as any restaurant in town.
Yeah,
to tell you the truth.
Very nice.
Let's see. Alan in Clintonville, you're on the air. Hi, Alan. Hello, Alan. Okay, we'll just get right. back with Alan. It's one of those days.
Well, some of the things we had there were they have the corn muffins with the pimento cheese as a starter. I had the shrimp and grits the last time I was there. It's delicious. It's not a big portion, but it's also not expensive. I had
the steak, the flat iron steak with Asian twist to it, salad. It was delicious. It was a really nice chopped Asian salad. And the steak was beautifully seasoned and everything. So, it was nice. And I love
Steve had
a nice,
the pasta. Mm-hmm.
I love a nice flavor.
Fresh, homemade pasta, too, mm-hmm. with a nice, fresh tomato sauce.
And as Lent approaches, they also have fish and chips.
There you go.
Two of the people we had dinner with the other night had the fish and chips and loved it, particularly the chips.
Good fries.
I'll try Alan once more. Oh.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, Alan. Good morning. Are you there?
I'm here. How are you all?
Good, thanks.
Good.
Yeah, well, I'm just calling in with a question. My wife and I are both vegans, and we're wondering what places you would recommend for Valentine's meal for hardcore vegans.
Commune.
On South Parsons.
That's C-O-M-1-M-U-N-E.
Excellent.
It's all vegan. So it's not just a couple of options. It's a totally vegan.
So Plated, which is a real pretty restaurant on Lane Avenue that we've all been to.
The Lane Shopping Center really there.
Right in the middle of the shopping
center.
A new
one just opened called Woodhouse. And there are several, I would say there are dozens of restaurants that have vegan dishes. So you can go.
I think almost every restaurant these days has of any quality has a couple vegan selections.
I haven't been to Commune yet, but So Plated I have, and it's lovely. Be a very nice
beautiful restaurant, too.
And they're not both light and airy and get the ambiance thing that we're going to be talking about.
Yeah. Right. And they have, by the way, they have a great, at So Plated, a great patio situation going on there. Can't wait for the weather to break.
Right.
And the Degrees does, too. Uh-huh. So that's another bonus.
As will the bakery, which has the Boudreaux's patio.
The Boudreaux's Memorial Patio.
Right. Hope that helped, Alan in Clintonville. Thanks for that call. Anybody else? 614-292-8513. Or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. You did an informal, unscientific survey of single men and women in
Columbus.
Which
is typical of all of our work, actually.
Yes. It revealed some significant differences between men's and women's choices of the most romantic Central Ohio restaurants. Do tell.
It was interesting because this was just, I didn't know what I was doing. This was not a scientific survey. But I asked more than a dozen singles what they would think about for Valentine's Day. The men's favorites, I think they wanted to go someplace fancy schmancy so that they assumed that their dates would be impressed. Mm-hmm. The Refectory, Bazzi Italia, Lindy's, and M. But on the other hand, women clearly preferred atmosphere. One of the favorites was the old Hyde Park on Henderson because there was a little fireplace, there was a little stool they could put their purses on and things like that. And candles, music, mood, things like that. G. Michael's, M. Barcelona, and steakhouses. Notably, both men and women liked M.
G. Michael's did well too.
G. Michael's is a great.
By the way, a tip from the chef at G. Michael's for any restaurant for Valentine's Day reservations: the two tops fill up. And if you call for a two-top, you may be closed out. But if you can gather some friends and take the eight-top or the six-top, you'll get in.
Yep. All right.
And I do think the men like glitz and women like atmosphere. That was true. We asked our wives, the saintly and long-suffering Mary Stover and Roberta Tarabak, and their views were clearly different than ours.
Well, they liked the vibe. I think Roberta liked Lindy's, which we all know has a great vibe, particularly on the bar side. If you don't want to blow the budget, go for happy hour. It starts at 5 o'clock and it's just great. I think they both liked the Refectory.
Yeah,
particularly the small room to the left of the entrance that has the fireplace and it also has a fixed price menu. Yes.
Right,
and Mary also liked the Guild House and the M, and she pointed out the one thing she likes about M is intimate spaces. Remember, they're in the old, we don't know if they, with the redecoration, they had little spaces that were cordoned off by curtains.
By curtains, yeah.
And she also liked the Avenue.
Eastsiders, we have to mention the top, which is kind of walking back in time. It could be the 60s, and if the piano player is there and somebody with a decent voice is singing, it can be kind of romantic. A little schmaltzy, but kind of romantic. And the
Rich
flute Tarapac is great.
Doing his song stylings.
Oh, good to know.
No, that's no. Junior. That's Junior.
Okay. That's Richie. What did you pick, Ann?
I definitely think atmosphere is important, and I don't get out as much as you guys do, so my list was smaller.
You work too hard.
Except that I like the Tavern at Whitney House in Worthington because it does have a fireplace and it has got that coziness factor that I really like.
It's like a taverny atmosphere.
Yeah, with folks who are only familiar with the front of the house, go back.
Yeah.
There's a large...
You can get there because it's not, it gets packed, so... Bazzi Italia, again, doesn't have that fireplace, but it has that cozy, intimate atmosphere on the inside. The outside's fine, but if you're looking to me on a cold winter night,
because people are sort of together. But that, again, when I did that survey, women, that was one of their absolute favorites.
Yeah. Well, the food's terrific.
Hospitality.
Although, of course. All of this, it goes without saying we like the food. And so Bazzi Italia, and I said G. Michaels because, again, I love that white tablecloth. I mean, I haven't been there in a while, but they really do it up there. And it is just, I don't know what it is.
And they have smaller spaces.
Those beautiful windows. You can look outside.
Right. It's in the village.
I used to love that about the Worthington Inn, too. Yeah. You know, exactly. Look outside and see the scenery.
Interestingly, we all picked G. Michaels for our top five.
It's super nice.
What about Rich?
I have one more that I wanted to add because I'm ashamed to say I didn't add Lindy's.
Well,
and I think Lindy's has got that special note to it that, and we talked about Lindy's a few weeks ago on the show, or last month or the month before, I can't even remember now. I think it was last month, and somebody called in to ask about.
Oh, that's great.
This was so much fun. Called in to ask about where could they spend their anniversary because they wanted to change restaurants after 20 years. And so we suggested two or three restaurants, and then Lindy's was one of them. We all kind of went, oh, yeah, Lindy's for sure, in German Village, by the way. And that night I happened to go there, and I haven't been there in forever. And I happened to go there that night, and I'm walking out of the restaurant, and a lady kind of waves to me, and I go over and say hi to her. And I said, do I know you? Or anyone can wave to me. I'll walk over to you, by the way. And she said, well, I called in today and asked about where to go for our anniversary. And they had tucked him into this beautiful table in a little nook, and it was just perfect, and they were thrilled.
That's great.
So, yay, Lindy's. Yeah.
Yeah. Good job. The other place I put down, because it's relatively new and good, it's in one of those neighborhoods like the Village, the Short North, a little bit more difficult to park, but they have valet parking, and that's the Guild House. It's a very pretty place, I think.
I agree.
And it's got the vibe of the Short North. And creative food.
And I went a little different. I don't think that the room is all atmospheric, but I think Veritas being the number one restaurant.
The bar is.
And the bar upstairs.
I mean,
bar is a spectacular bank lobby with 30-foot ceilings. And if you go there, you got your date impressed immediately.
Yeah.
And then dinner downstairs, the number one restaurant in town. And as a bonus, Veritas is giving 25% of the proceeds of their meals through Valentine's Day to a charity that helps the people in the aftermath of the fires in Australia.
One thing we forgot about degrees is that they are paid a living wage. All the staff are paid a living wage, and all the tips are contributed to various food pantries.
Food banks, yeah. My other ones were a little odd. I had Bazzi Italia, G. Michaels, Veritas, Factory, and Lupo, which is, it may be a little noisy, but if you get one of the cool booths, that it's sort of.
You just love Lupo.
He's a big fan of Ricky. He's a big fan of Ricky, and he should be, because Ricky Parsons does a great job.
Yeah. They might have foie gras on the menu once in a while.
We'll talk about where to go on St. Patrick's Day, and you'll squeeze Lupo in there.
They got a great green beer at Lupo.
Some might like Jeff Ruby's for the big, I say it's over the top in so many ways.
That's downtown now, right?
For the big steakhouse kind of thing. And a lot of people like Ocean Club, which I think.
And some, if you don't want to go for a complete dinner, go to Lincoln Social. It's a beautiful setting on top of the world, or at least on top of the Short North. Small plates, not a huge menu, but it's a beautiful place.
Where's Vittoria?
Vittoria is way up on Sawmill Road. It's been there for quite a while. It's sort of been under the radar, but it changed owners. And Mary mentioned that one because there were two fireplaces and Italian food, and it's got that look of glitziness and stuff like that.
Ocean Club, we talked
about. But to Rich's point and to my point, there's also the idea of stopping having a cocktail before. Lincoln Social, the Keep in
the Levesque,
and of course the bar at Veritas would be a nice addition to the the romance.
Yeah, the Keep bar at the Levesque is really a handsome place, very cosmopolitan.
Yes, I love that place.
It's got good little plates too.
Mike in Clintonville, you're on the air. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. I love the show. Listen to it all the time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just wanted to shout out, give a second shout out for Commune. My wife and I went there last night, and we're both omnivores. We obviously appreciate and enjoy vegetarian food, but absolutely fantastic vegan dishes. And even if you're the kind of person who likes to also eat some meat proteins as well. So just wanted to kind of shout that out. And I'll also second for Veritas if you're interested in like more of a very formal fixed menu type of arrangement. That place is just off the hook. So,
but the good news is
they're offering
it's no longer they're offering the fixed price tasting menu now. But they also sometimes we can't do these five or six courses, so they now have the small plates available all the time, which I think
smart.
I hope that people don't think they can only go there for that, because I think it's, it's number one.
You can get two or three plates instead of five. Steve organizes a group called Romeo, Retired Old Men Eating Out, and 14 of us carnivores, paleovores.
70-something carnivores.
Love Commune.
Everybody enjoyed Commune.
And everyone's been back, except for me, and my wife is mad about it. So maybe that's a Valentine's Day.
All right. Yeah. Mike in Clintonville, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Chris in Gallia, hi.
Oh, yes, ma'am, and a happy Valentine's to all of you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I just happened to turn your program on, and that's very interesting. I am an Englishman, and my wife is French. And just projecting, the etiquette of an Englishman. You always ask the lady where she would like to go and eat. Then the guy is never in doubt about that he took his wife or girlfriend to the place of her choice. And, of course, then you have some flowers or dark chocolate as an extra. And another little thing that to project... I'm a rugged outdoorsman. I hunt. We grow almost all of our organic food. So actually about the only time we go out to eat is at Valentine's Day. And I've been married almost 50 years.
And it's
working. And with a Vietnam veteran. And so, but that's the etiquette of an Englishman.
I really think you hit the nail on the head.
Yep.
If you ask your date or wife, you're never going to go wrong.
Chris, thank you so much for that call and setting us straight. You know, there's a protocol here, people.
And sometimes it's appreciated, I think, if you give choices.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some reluctance of the God forbid that Mary says she only is going to go to Jeff Ruby's.
Hardly.
And she'd be going alone. So I get four or five choices, and
I'll
that helps
send her with
frame
a shiny quarter
to go.
We will return. We're talking about Valentine and romantic food. If you have a question or comment about where to go for Valentine's Day, or maybe what to prepare in at home, because by the way, my co-hosts Steve Stover and Rich Terapak Sr. are both cooking teachers too. Mm-hmm. They're great chefs themselves. So, I don't know about that. No, they are. And if you have questions about what to make at home, they probably have some great ideas for that too. You're listening to All Sides Weekend Chefs in the City on 89.7 NPR News. Welcome back to All Sides Weekend, Chefs in the City. I'm your host, Ann Fisher, along with my co-hosts and WOSU restaurant and food bloggers, Rich Cherepak Sr. and Steve Stover. You can check out all the work they do on a regular basis for us at WOSU.org/chefs, C-H-E-F-S. We're talking about Valentine's Day today, where to eat, how to plan the event, and maybe you start off with a cocktail at Veritas, or there's all kinds of ways to
enhance
the evening. It doesn't have to be just a one and out place.
I always wear my best leisure suit for Valentine's.
You'll be able to spot him.
Don't light a match near Steve.
One place I didn't mention that I've tried recently that where you also may be able to get a reservation because it's so new is Woodbury at 215 East Town. Brought to you by those two guys that started Pecan Pennies and Walrus and all of that, but very much upscale from that.
Shh, we're going there right before Valentine's.
it's real good. Get the fried chicken.
Thank you. We were going to talk about the staying at home. What happens if you stay at home?
Yeah, Cameron Mitchell restaurants have a tasty take-home option this year. Today at 5 p.m., though, is the deadline to order this. We checked it out, and to reserve a meal in a box. Tell us about this.
Well, it's delicious. You've got the menu,
The hors d'oeuvres is cheddar fondue, yummy, with a crudité of vegetables, salami, and pretzel bread. Mm-hmm. The starter, I guess.
That's probably starters.
You have a choice of entree, filet mignon, stuffed chicken breast, and then all kinds of desserts.
Yes. And it's a little pricey, $125, I believe.
Is that for two?
Yes. So think about that.
That's not that bad.
And you simply pick it up and
think about that.
And you have your own wine bottle.
Yeah, exactly.
That saves you $40.
What are you cooking for Valentine's Day?
What am I cooking? I don't know what I'm cooking for Valentine's Day.
Well, I was thinking of some things that would be easy. We were talking to Claire.
Pasta. Are you thinking pasta again?
A pasta, but lobster tails are easy. Mm-hmm. And they're not that expensive if you just buy one for each person and serve them with melted butter. A petite filet, if you're going to be fancy.
Easy to do.
We've been doing lamb chops from Huffman's, which are Ohio-grown lamb chops. And the two of them are probably maybe a half a pound. And so it's not a ton of meat, but it's very rich, and you just grill them. Yeah. Or pan fry them,
and if you can also get them, and it's a good product. It's not Ohio grown, but Costco.
Yeah,
has for a fairly reasonable price a rack which has 8 ribs in it.
Yeah,
okay.
And we bought some the other night, and the total cost for the 2 lamb chops was like $8.
Right. Yeah.
So I mean, you can't go wrong there. And then for if you want to be really fancy, get a good veal chop, although they're hard to find these days. And as Rich said, pasta. Yeah. Sometimes I'll do pasta with a cream sauce, and then put a little piece of salmon on the top and maybe a little tomato concasse, and it's colorful.
And it's so easy. Sausage and cream and fusilli noodles.
The other day, you can get some nice deals on seafood at Costco once in a while, and I got some
It's seafood weekend, by the way.
King scallops,
What did I miss?
Seafood.
Yes.
Like a scallop at Costco, and I got some scallops, and I did some smashed potatoes with peas. Then you just sear the scallops, and it was super delicioso.
Yeah. You want to talk about the scallops, your cooking method for?
The scallops, oftentimes when you're cooking them at home, you overcook. The secret is, first of all, try to get them dry and then pat them dry. Also, tap them in a little bit of cornstarch. And then put them in a hot skillet, 3 minutes on one side and 1 minute on the other.
Okay.
Even for the big ones.
Even for the big ones.
And they're not overcooked, and they're not undercooked either.
And they have that little bit of crust.
On the 1 minute side, you get enough sear on that one. Yeah. Okay.
Now, this is 2020. In 2020, the biggest thing in the world is delivery or takeout.
Where
would you go? Moretti's? In Arlington or Moretti Sawmill has a wonderful carryout. Spaggio. I sometimes go to Spaggio for the refreshing chopped salad and the mom's meatloaf, speaking of which.
Yeah.
And Hyde Park. We have some friends who go to Hyde Park and carry out.
Yeah.
So you're getting the fancy meal, but you're getting it carry out.
Uh-huh.
So that's another
and,
idea.
And, you know, with in the world of DoorDash, you don't even have to go pick it up.
That's right.
So just and most restaurants are now offering that kind of delivery service.
And your specialty restaurants like Weiland's, we want to support these independent grocers, Weiland's, Hills Market, Huffman's, Carfagna's, and to a lesser extent, Whole Foods have fabulous prepared foods. So you could actually go there, get your entree, and put together a bunch of sides, a wonderful prepared sides, and make a very nice meal, bottle of wine. Get those candles out.
Yep.
Do the little
candles
stuff.
Candles on the trick.
Yeah. Yeah. Really. And the cozy fire.
We have candles.
And the wine.
Weiland's has a bonus. Attached to Weiland's is a liquor store. so you don't have to drive two places.
And you've got a very nice wine selection.
Very nice wine selection.
And both
there.
Them and Hills have very nice wine selection. So you can self-cater at home. And then we go out another night. Not surprisingly because Mary G. Stover's birthday is 3 days before Valentine's Day, so I got to
happy birthday, Mary.
Cook two dinners
happy
at home.
Happy birthday, Mary!
And we're going out, and there you go.
Let's see, Meg in Clintonville, you're on the air. Hi, Meg.
Hi, Ann. Thanks so much for taking my call. I just love your show.
Thank you.
Sorry, back to the restaurants. I don't know if it was mentioned, but the Market Italian Village is
yes.
one of my new faves, and they've got
it's got a great atmosphere too.
Yeah, and good soup and lots of different wines. So just wanted to throw that one out there too.
While you're on the line, you're a Clintonville person, so you probably can remember the name of this restaurant. We had a request for vegan restaurants. There is one on Indianola.
Yeah. And Porsche's.
Thank you.
There you go.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Doubling back to what she said, Market Italian Village, Tyler Minnis is a well-known, really good chef in town. He's also got a four-course menu that's going on, sort of a smaller version of a tasting menu. So that's another add-on to what she just said.
And in the same kind of neck of the woods, I like the table a lot. I mean, I've enjoyed some meals there before, Shortener Station.
And less
service
we forget,
bar, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These are not quiet places, but the two Columbus restaurants in distilleries, Watershed and Service Bar, both top five restaurants in Columbus. And so they got
some part of the phenomenon that we've talked about in that I don't mean to pick on millennials, but people who are millennial or younger like noisy places.
Mm-hmm.
And they also
lively places.
Lively.
We call them noisy.
That's right. Old people call them noisy. lively places. But they also choose restaurants on where they want to drink.
Yep.
And if they go to a distillery.
Yeah,
apparently, it's real big in New York.
Well, Watershed is like wow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Talk about fried chicken. That's
oh
that
my
appetizer.
Gosh. I mean, I could go on and on.
Yeah.
let's see, Jake in Columbus, you're a chef at DoubleTree.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Hi.
Hey, Jake.
How you guys doing today?
Good.
Hungry.
Yeah, I always get hungry. I don't know why, but I'm always hungry.
Man, this show it does it to you. Well, I was calling because I know, you know, at Valentine's Day, a lot of folks are looking for that aphrodisiac. And one of my favorite things is raw oysters. So I've looked around Columbus on my own, and my best find was at Whole Foods. They had more varieties than any other place as far as buying them to take home. But I was curious to know if panelists had any recommendations for places to go out for oysters. And places to buy them to take home and prepare yourself.
Delmar.
I just like to take a, you know, fly down
that's
to a, New Orleans.
By the way, that's
for
an excellent point.
That. Yeah.
Go ahead, Rich.
I think Delmar would be a place to look to. Also, I wanted to say that if you want to just stand there at Whole Foods and eat them, you can eat them right on the spot.
Yeah.
Take a date to Whole Foods.
There aren't as many places as I'd like to see, but Lupo in Upper Arlington has that lovely little oyster set up at the bar.
Oh, wow.
And the chefs actually sometimes will come out and be opening
and
them.
Guildhouse.
Guildhouse. That was one of the best raw oysters I ever had. It has a little bit of citrus in it,
right.
If you'll remember.
Yes.
When it was the weekend they opened.
It's kind of like a ceviche.
Yeah.
It's good.
Okay, Jake. I hope that
good
helps.
Good call, Jake.
Recommendation.
Yeah,
you bet. Thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Bye.
We just have a few minutes left, so if you do want to get that call in, don't wait. 614-292-8513. Should we devote a few minutes to desserts?
Oh, sure. But must.
So.
Oh, we could just do desserts. Go.
We could just do desserts.
Get a drink and then go get dessert.
The Columbus Underground just published their, it was in the last week, their top 10 desserts in Columbus.
And I think we agree with most of this.
Oh, yeah.
You want to start at the number 10 and work up?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Patty Cake Bakery,
number 10. Number 9, Cheesecake Factory.
Bell's Bread.
Number 7, Ann.
Short North Piece of Cake.
Yep, right beside where Lantib used to be.
Okay.
Number 6, after my own heart, Grater's.
Number 5, in a couple locations now, Fox in the Snow.
Getting a lot of national acclaim. Number 4, Resch's Bakery.
Old time
bakery.
Yeah.
And then number 3, still crazy after all these years, Nothing Bundt Cakes.
Number 2, of course, Columbus's own and now nationally available, Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream. We found it in the grocery store in Palo Alto.
Drum roll.
And drum roll. Number 1, Pistachia Vera.
Of course. Yay. Probably the best looking dessert case maybe in the United States.
So pretty.
States.
Yeah. German Village and also now in the
North Market.
North Market. Right.
We're going there, in fact, to get a little something for Mary's pre-birthday dessert.
And if you want to take the kids out on that day,
get
hot chocolate and pistachio Vera.
It's unreal how good that stuff is.
And they're so beautiful. They're just so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Disclaimer, the owners are the offspring of our good friend Jim Boudreaux, Spencer and Fletcher. Yes, Jim and Susan.
Gene and Powell, you're on the air. Hi, Gene.
Hi. Oysters are to be found easily at Windward Passage.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we were
That's
just
there.
That's
why we need our callers for these
Thank
things.
Thank you. The Romeos were just there last week. And
how long has Windward been there? 31 years?
It would open in 1971.
Yeah. Wow.
And do you want to say anything, sir? Years. Because you get the points for bringing that up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I've celebrated ballet performances with my kids and anniversaries, and they've got quite a few pretty unique dishes, a scalloped potato type dish, and it's a wonderful place.
They still have prime rib, of course, the fried perch and walleye. Mm. The Romeos were just there last week, and they went wild.
Yeah. Gene and Powell, thank you for that call. I want to shoot over to Brian in Worthington Hills real quick. Hi, Brian.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I, too, was calling about oysters, and Windward used to be my go-to until I found Gallo's Kitchen just down the road. They have outstanding fried oysters down there.
Ooh, fried oysters.
Yeah.
I love them raw. I love them fried if they're done right. I hate a badly done fried oysters. Brings me to tears. But
And is Rich Terpak Sr. with you in the studio
today? Yes,
I am.
Rich, my name is Brian Bonson. We overlapped at Bank One decades ago.
Oh, sure. That was decades ago.
I worked with Tom Rainey.
Yeah. Well, that's good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for that call. See, we ask for help, and they come.
Well,
I'm
very impressed, and I'm also glad to know that there are oysters available more widely than I had realized, because you just don't see them that much.
Yeah, we forgot about Ocean Club.
Oh, yeah,
they're tucked
course.
Away here and there, and, you know, it's good to know that there are good places to get them. Once again, I want to direct our listeners to the WOSU.org/chefs, where you can see all of the hard work that Rich Terpak Sr. and Steve Stover do for us, reviewing restaurants as they open. It's a grueling responsibility, and they are indefatigable. I don't know how I came up with
that. How many syllables is that?
A lot.
Must be the Ricola. And we appreciate all the hard work you do, and thank you so much, as always, you guys, for joining us. We'll be back again the first Friday in March. So March, I don't know what we have.
Talking about pizza. Pizza.
Talking about pizza. That's right. I want to thank also the AllSides staff, producer Aaron Esmont, producer Matthew Rand, AllSides interns Atiyah Ture, Bobby Gerberic, Max Garrison, with video production by Rich Blue and Amber Blue. Alan DeCenzo is the composer of our theme music. Thanks so much for joining us today. This has been AllSides Weekend Chefs in the City on 89.7 NPR News.